Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Pei Gimel, and we are about 15 lines from the bottom of daf Pei Beis Amid Beis, the two dots, Koyen Sheshimesh Betoma. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael, Hanasunu Matzor Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refuah Shleima for Shleima Ben Chaya Lea and Chava Miriam Bas Malka Freid. So the theme of the last three Mishnayos, all on Daf Pei Aleph Amid Beis, was the idea that there were times that Misas Bezdin was administered, albeit in a very unconventional way, outside the scope of Arba Misas Bezdin. The Mishnah talked about the idea of Bezdin machnisin oisoi lekipa umachilin oisoi sa'oirin atchakresoi mispakas, or Bezdin machnisin oisoi lekipa umachilin oisoi lechem tsar umayim lachatz. When was that administered? Misha lakavashana, or hahoirig nefesh loy be'edim, and all the gemaras that went into great detail explaining what exactly those things mean. We also saw the concept of kana and poigimboy. When was that administered? So, of course, the most famous application is Aboyel Aramis, Kanaam Poigambay, the Mice of Pinchas and Zimri. But we saw in the Mishnah that really Kanaam Poigambay is not exclusive to Aboyel Aramis, but rather had a broader application. Hagoyne Vesakasva, Kanaam Poigambay, Hamekalo Bekoisem, Kanaam Poigambay. Another thing that we saw was, and this might be the most interesting of them all, Koyen Sheshimesh Betoma. If a Koyen did the Avoyda while he was Tameh, so the Kehanim did not have to take him and bring him to Bezdin. The young Kehanim, they would take him outside of the Azara, and they would take beams and they would literally beat him to a pulp. Sounds like they would literally kill him. So what's the common denominator between Bezdin Machnis and Oisai Lekippa, Kanam Poigimboy, Pirche Kohuna Maitzian Oisai Chutz La'azar, Mavtzian Esmoicha Begzirin? These are all unconventional forms of Misa, and they were all sanctioned, meaning these were all things that were okay. If you look at all the Rashis on Daf Pei Aleph Amid Beis, Rashi seems to say that the makar to all these things was halacha l'moshe misinai. Rashi says it very clearly regarding machnis anoisa l'kipa. Rashi says it very clearly with regards to kanam poigimboy. Now, the Gemara was looking for remazim in psukim, but Rashi says that this is just a miktsas remez that we're trying to find, that it must be hinted to somewhere in the Torah. But be'etzem, if you want to know what underpins all these halachas, nobody made them up. This is not even leveraging the special koyach that the chachamim have, which is they could be makim va'unchen shalei al pi Torah, yesh koyach biat chachamim lakudavim in a Torah in certain situations, but rather there was halacha l'moshe misinai, a certain mesorah literally dating back to Har Sinai, where these are things that one is allowed to do. Either way, today's daf is going to pick up on the Koyen Sheshimesh Betum. Again, we're talking about a Koyen who was Tomei. He did the Avoida. It's not okay. What is his punishment? Very, very interesting. Pirche Kohuna, take him out into the woodshed, and literally, they pull out these beams, and they beat him. Mafzien esmoichai, they literally crush his skull, says the Gemara. B'yimine, Rav Acha bar Huna, me Rav Sheshe. So Rav Acha bar Huna asked Rav Sheshe the following question. Koyen sheshimesh betoma. A koyen that does the avoida while he's in a state of toma. Chayim misa b'dei shamayim, oy ein chayim misa b'dei shamayim. Meaning that's poshen, and we're going to see a lot more about this in the course of the daf. A koyen's not allowed to do the avoida when he's tomei. The question that Rav Acha bar Huna asked Rav Sheshes was, in the event that he does, what is his punishment? Specifically, is he chayim misa b'dei shamayim, or is he not chayim misa b'dei shamayim? Now, to be clear, he didn't have a havamina, he should be chayim misas bezdin. He didn't even have a havamina that he should be chayiv karis. His question was, is he chayiv misa b'dei shamayim? Now, what's the difference between karis and misa b'dei shamayim? So that's a lengthy discussion in the Rishonim. In Yeshiva, you learn this in Yevamos Daf Beis. It comes up elsewhere as well. Maybe we'll talk about this in tomorrow's daf. But this was the question. Is there a chayiv misa b'dei shamayim or not? Omale. So Rav Sheshe has told Rav Acha bar Huna tinisua. I have a raya from our Mishnah. So we always say that Rav Sheshe was a Sinai, right? Certain Tanam and Amiram were Sinais. Others were Oikaharims. Throughout Shas, whenever Rav Sheshes is asked a question, his response is the same. Tinisua. Now, what the Tinisua is? Is it a Mishnah? Is it a Braisa? Etc. Etc. But he always came from a Maramakim. This was Darka Shal Rav Sheshes Kiyodua. But regardless, Rav Sheshes responded, it's a Mishnah. Where's the Mishnah? Unzer a Mishnah. Pay Aleph on the base. The Mishnah said, Koin Shashimish Betuma Koin that did the Avoid the Wall. It was Tommy in Echav HaKayanim Avi Noisel Bezen. The Kayanim didn't have to bring him to Bezen. Elo Pirche Kuna Maitzi Noisel Chutzla Azar Ufaitzen Es Moichoy Begizrin. Said Rav Sheshes, if you're going to tell me Mechaim Bidei Shamayim, if you're going to tell me that this person's anyways so then why are they killing him? Let him go. The lichto b'dei shemayim. Let shemayim take care of him. Meaning bishloim, if the person's not really chayim misa b'dei shemayim, and the kahanim decided that they want to take matters into their own hand, I understand, says Rav Sheshes. But if this person is anyways chayim misa b'dei shemayim, so why are we getting involved in the Eibishter's geschäft? Hashem is going to kill him anyways, so let Hashem kill him. Why are we getting involved? Elamai, so when Rav Acha bar Huna heard what Rav Shesha said, so this was his follow-up. Meaning, you mean to tell me that really he's not chayiv? Well, if he's not chayiv, then how do you understand the Mishnah? How could it be then that we're giving him Misa, meaning, how did the Kayhanim have a right to beat him up if he's not Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim? In other words, Rav Acha bar Huna told Rav Sheshes, you think that Mishnah Tinisua is a raya that he's not Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim? It's funny. I thought that Mishnah was a raya just the opposite. I thought it's a raya that he is Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim. Because if he's not Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim, then how would the Pirchei Kuhuna have a right to do what they do? Rav Sheshes' taina was that if he's chayim misa b'dei shamayim, so why the Pirchei Kuhuna getting involved? Rav Acha bar Huna said, I see it just the opposite. I see it that if he's chayim misa b'dei shamayim, okay, so at the very least, he's a dead man walking. He's a gavrik tailor. So they have a right to get involved. But to the extent that he's not chayim misa b'dei shamayim, how would the Pirchei Kuhuna have a right to do this? So Rav Sheshes told him, no, your taina is not a good taina. Meaning, you're telling me that from the fact that the Pirchei Kuhuna would beat him up, that's a raya that he is chayim misa b'dei shamayim. Why? Because mi ikum midi derachmona patre v'anan nekun v'niktole. How could it be that he's potter? Yeah, we're going to go ahead and we're going to kill him. V'loi, said Rav Sheshes, v'hatanan. Let's go through all the Mishnayos, which is about what the Gemara is about to do on Pe'alof Amid Beis. Mishalaka v'shana. What would be if somebody got Malkus and then he got Malkus again? So when he does that there the third time, we don't give him Malkus already. What we do is we bring him into the keeper. Now this person, Rachmana Patre, the Torah didn't say he's chayv miso. Yet vanan katlinale. We give him miso. What do you see from here? You see that there's a concept that sometimes Bezdin has a right or someone has a right to kill someone, even though technically he's not chayv miso. But Rav Acha bar Rav Huna told Rav Sheshes it's not true because Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Amar Reish Lakish. Didn't Rabbi Yirmiyahu already explain the mission, the name of Reish Lakish? Ben Malkus shel Krisa Saskina. That we're talking about where the person wasn't stam over a chi of Malkus, but it was a Malkus shel Krisus. He was over chayv Krisus, which are also included in the Elohim Aloiken. The point is the Gava Bar Katolo. This person is a Bar Katolo, being that he's a Bar Katolo. So it's for that reason, Machnisa Noisa Lekipa. But Enochinami, to the extent he wasn't Chayiv Karis, this halacha wouldn't be true. But he asked another question. What about the Goinev Esha Kasva? Where the halacha is Kanan Poygan Boy, he too. He's not Chayiv Misa. If someone steals a Kasva, you're Chayiv Misa. The only time you're Chayiv Misa for stealing is if you steal a person. But if you're simply Goinev Esha Kasva, for sure there's no Chayiv Misa. Yet, Kanon Poygamoy. So said Rav Sheshes, clearly you see this concept that even though Rachmana Patri, we have a right to kill him, but Rav Acha Bar Huna responded, he said, no, I'm Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, but Klisharis Haskinan, a Kasva is a Klisharis, Viramisa, and there's actually a remez in the Torah for the Chiyamisa, Vloyavoyuliris, Kabbalah, Sakoidish Vamesu. So this is not in the Veltarain Kanon Poygamoy, there's actually a Makartun in the Torah. But he continued, did Rav Sheshes, Vamakalo as Hakoisim. What about a Makalo as Hakoisim? There too, it's Kanon Poygamoy. Why is it Kanon Poygan Boy? What did this person do already in order for him to be Chayim Misa? So you see that even though Rachmana Patri, sometimes maybe we're going to kill him. But the Gemara says, Atani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said that what does it mean to be Mekalas HaKoysim Etziyake Koysim Es Koysmoy? Basically, what he's saying is that he wants the Koysim to be Mevarech Es Hashem, the Mechzik Mevarech Es Hashem. So it's on the spectrum. It's like an Abizrayu of the Mevarech Es Hashem. And it's for that reason it has a Shaykhis to Achiv Misa. And being that it has a Shaykhis to Achiv Misa, so that's why it could be. But he continued, he said, what about a boil aramis? With a loch is canon poigamboy. A boil aramis, in the worst case scenario, violated a loisase in the Torah of loiteschatim. By the way, we didn't get a chance to speak this out last night, but Abay Laramis, is he over an Isser? Kanam Pagan Boy. We spoke out in the raid, Yahar Gaval Yavar. We saw in the Gemara, the Rambam says it very clearly in Perikud Beis Hilchas Yisurei Bia, that there's Achiv Kares, Loi Pagu Boy Kanam. The Bezdin of Chashmoy Noim were Geyser Mishum Nashgah or Mishum Nashgaz. So there's for sure Yisurei Derabonon that are involved. If someone's Bayal Aramis and has a child, he just gave birth to a non-Jewish child. The Rambam makes a very big deal about that in Perikud Beis Hilchas Yisurei Bia. But what about a fleshig alav? Was he over alav or not? So Rambam says it depends. It says in the Torah, like teschatim bam, you're not allowed to get married to an Eina Yehudis. Says the Rambam, if the Bayal Aramis was derechasnus, he was over alav. If it wasn't derechasnus, he's not going to be over alav. So a Bayal Aramis sometimes involves alav, sometimes it doesn't involve alav. To be clear, it's always kanon poingabai. It's always yaharugu vayavar. It's always nashga and nashgas, right? It's always karis if loy pogo by kanon. But in terms of loisase, meaning will there be a malchus if it was done by Eidem Asra, it depends on whether it was done by Derech Hasnus or it wasn't done by Derech Hasnus. But the bottom line is, there's no chi of Misa yet, Kano and Poygan Boy. But the Gemara says it's not true. Hakar Yud, Rav Kahana, Bechelme, Rav Kahana had the dream where they told him a pasuk in Malachi, the Adkere Rav the Gemara, and when he told over the pasuk to Rav, Rav says, oh, you just reminded me that there's a chi of Karis for Loi Poygan Boy Kano. But the point is, if there's a chi of Karis, you see there really is a chi of Karis. So if there's a chi of Karis, he's a Gavrik Tal. It could be that's why we can go ahead and we can kill this person. The bottom line is a little bit of a wordy exchange. But Rav Acha Bar Huna asked Rav Sheshes a question. Boyamine, not a kasha, a shayla. He wanted to know, koyin sheshimish betom achayiv misa b'dei shamayim, or ein chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. Obviously, it's not mefurish anywhere in the Torah, yes or no, because if it was, we wouldn't be having this conversation. But Rav Acha Bar Huna has a hunch that maybe there's a chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. He's not sure, and he poses the question to Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes, like he always does, begins with one word, tini suha. He says, I have a raya from a Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? Koin sheshimish betoma, the pirchei kuhuna, wa maitzi enoiz hachutz la'azara, ufaitzen es maicha begizrin. Tainet Rav Sheshes, if he's chayim, misa b'dei shamayim, what's the point? He's anyways gonna be killed by shamayim. Must be, there's no chayim, misa b'dei shamayim. Rav Acha Bar Huna responded to Rav Sheshes. It's funny, I think if anything, the Mishnah is fakert. Because to the extent that he's not chayim, misa b'dei shamayim, what would give the Pirchei Kuna a right to do this? Oh, if he's Chayim Misa B'dei Shamayim, then he's a Gavra K'tala. If he's a Gavra K'tala, then I could hear you'd be allowed to do it. You're going to tell me all the cases of the Mishnayis on Pe'alaf on the Beis, Machnis Anoitz L'Kippa, Kanoim Poygen Boy, all those different halachas, you see that we're allowed to administer Misa on some level, even to someone that's not Chayim Misa. Said Rav Acha Bar Huna, no, I think all those people are really on some level, Gavra K'talas. The Mishalok of Hashanah was like the Chayvi Krisos. Kanoim Pagan Boy are situations where you have Ramazim or maybe Ischayev Karis. But the point is, a Machloikis, Rav Sheshes, and Rav Acha Bar Huna in terms of a Koyin Sheshimesh Batoma, Chayev Misa B'dei Shamayim, or Ein Chayev Misa B'dei Shamayim. Rav Sheshes said, I have a Raya from the Mishnahs, not Chayev Misa B'dei Shamayim. Rav Acha Bar Huna seems to be questioning that, and if anything, it seems like he's noita that from the very same Mishnah that Rav Sheshes was poshet, that he's not Chayim Misa B'dei Shamayim, Zedar Raya, that really is Chayim Misa B'dei Shamayim. Zok de Gemara Eisevei, I'll ask you a kasha. Hayoytzeik v'haboylel, if somebody does Yitzika on a carbon mincha, or if somebody does Balila, he mishes the carbon mincha, Vapoites, or somebody takes the carbon mincha and he makes slices out of it. Hamileach, if somebody salts a carbon. Hamein, if somebody does Tnufa with a carbon. Hamegish, if someone does the Avodah of Hagasha with a carbon. Vamasadar es HaShulchan, or if somebody's Masadar the Lechem Aponim on the Shulchan. Hameitav es HaNeiro, if someone does the Avodah of HaTov es HaNeiro, Vakoymeit, someone does Kmitza. Vamekabel Domim, or if somebody does Kabbalah, Bechotz, here's the punchline. If he does any one of the aforementioned avoidus bachotz, potter, the halachas, he's going to be potter, meaning he's not going to be chayim mishum chotz. So we know that one of the important sugyas in kachim, it's psukim in the Torah, in parashas achrimois, it's prokim in shas, the 13th and the 14th parak of masech tezvachim, state that a person is not allowed to do the avoidah outside of the makam mikdash. Stating that, this braisa just gave a whole list of things that one, if he did outside of the makam mikdash, would be potter. Hayoytzek, Haboiler, Hapoites, Hamoileach, Hamenef, Hamagish, Hamasadres, Hasholchon, Hametev, Haneres, Hakoimets, Hamakabel, Dam, Machutz, all these things would be potter. Additionally, Vein Chayovan Aleim, Loimishum Zaras. If a Zar, an Enei Koyen, would do any one of these avoides, he wouldn't be Chayev. We'll see what that means. Veloimishum Toma. Additionally, if a Koyen did any one of these avoides while he was Tomei, he wouldn't be chayiv either. A kohen is not allowed to do the avodah if he's missing some of his begadim, right? He has to be wearing all the begadim that he needs. The dalut begadim, the shmoyne begadim. To the extent that he did the avodah mechus begadim, he wouldn't be chayiv. In order to do the avodah, he had to first wash his hands and his feet by the kiyar. If he did the avodah before washing his hands and his feet, it's a very, very big problem. Chayiv misa. So if he did any one of these avodahs that we just mentioned, and he did it before he was Rachas Yedayim V'Raglayim, the halach is, it would be potter as well. Either way, so we just gave us a whole list of different avoidas, where the halach is, number one, chutz doesn't apply, zarus doesn't apply, a kohen who does the avoidah in a state of tumah, that whole Shulchan Aruch doesn't apply. There's no problem of doing the avoidah mishum mechus begadim. Additionally, if he didn't wash his hands and his feet by the kir, it wouldn't be an issue as well. Now, before we go weiter, what do all these avoiders have in common? So Rashi says, what these avoiders have in common are that they're all avoidois sheyesh achrayan avoidois. There's a rule that avoider that's an avoider tamo, it closes the deal, conscious, is considered more chashev and kachim than an avoider that doesn't close the deal. So whenever you talk about avoiders in the context of kachim, so there's different ways you can categorize them. For example, you have the dalet avoider sadam and everything else. Right. What's unique about the Dalet Avodas Adam? All the machshavos, hapoislois, would have to take place during one of those avodas. Another subcategory, meaning another way to sort the avodas that were done in the Beis HaMikdash, was avodah tama or not avodah tama. So an avodah tama would carry with it an iser chutz, iser zarus, iser toma, mechus begadim, Rochot Yedayim V'Raglayim. All these avoidas that we just mentioned are not avoidas tama, and it's for that reason these halachas are not going to apply. Either way, what we need is one thing, and that is hamikdar chayiv. It sounds like that it's dafka these avoidas, because they're not avoidas tamois, that all these halachas don't apply. But let's say somebody would go and do haktara. Haktara is an avoida tama. There's no avoida that was done with Deimurim after the haktara. So at that point already, there would be a chiyuv. Now, the specific part of this brisa that we need is the koyin that's doing the avoida betuma, right? That's how the sugya started. Koyin sheshimish betuma. We're not learning the sugya of chutz. We're not learning the sugya of zar. We're not learning the sugya of mechusa begadim. We're not learning the sugya of Rochot Yedayim V'Raglayim from the Kiyar. We're learning right now Tumah, right? That's what we're talking about. We're trying to figure out a Koyin Shashimish Betumah, is he Chayiv or is he not Chayiv? It's Mashma from the Brayso. So all these avoiders, if he would do Betumah, he wouldn't be Chayiv. But let's say he would do Aktara. So then already he would be Chayiv. And my love Misa, when we say Chayiv, doesn't it mean Misa? Right? Probably. What else does Chayiv mean? When you're talking about these types of avoiders, this is high stakes. So probably chai means misa also. You see in the furish that a koyin sheshimich betoma, albeit certain avoiders, the halach is that he's going to be chai. Misa b'demar says like azara. Maybe what chai means is azara. If he does any one of these avoiders in a state of toma, there's no azara. If he does in a state of toma, there is an azara. What's the chai by azara? Malkus, right? Over a loisa say, a lav sheish by maisa. So you're going to get malkus. It could be the chai in this braisa is not chai misa or not chai misa. It could be what it is Chayim Malkus. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, Elazar Nami Lazaro. So you're going to tell me, when we talk about Zorus or not Zorus, Chayim, not Chayim, you're going to tell me there too it's Azar. Foxiv, that's a pasuk in the Torah of Azar Akar of Yumas. We know that Azar that does the Avodah, if it's an Avodah Tama, he's going to be Chayim Misa. So just like Chayim Mishum Zorus, or not Chayim Mishum Zorus, means Misa, so doesn't it make sense that Chayim Mishum Tumah, not Chayim Mishum Tumah, should also mean Misa? But the Gemara says, no, Hakadisa, Hakadisa, Chayim Mishum Zorus means Misa, Chayim Mishum Tumah, that means Malkus. But the Gemara says, I have a problem, because if that's the case, Michlal, the Yoitzek Uboilol, Lav Nami Loi, meaning what would emerge then from this sugya is that if somebody is makter, or someone does an avodah tamo in a state of tomo, koyin, that is, he would be chayiv malchus. But if he's a yoitzik and a boila, and a poitis and a moilich, and a meinif and a megish, and a mesadas ashulchan, a meitif saneris, koyimitz and a kabul dom, if he would do any one of these things in a state of tomo, he wouldn't even get malchus, right? Meaning, if chayiv means misa, so all these things where you're not chayiv means you're not chayiv misa. But if chayiv means azor, it means malchus, so that means all those things is not even malchus. But the Gemara says, is that true? What is a makar for an azara for someone that's tame to not do yoitzik and boilo? It says kedoshim yiyu v'lo yechalalo. So it's a mafurish pasuk that is an azara. That means really everything mentioned here has an azara as it relates to a koyin sheshimish betomo. What then must be the point of yechayiv nachayiv? Not azara, because it's always an azara. Must be misa. Also, you have a mafurish arayo that a koyin sheshimish betomo is chayiv. Misa, but the Gemara says no. It could be midrabanan. That b'raisa of azara liyotze gubayu minayin tamalami k'toychem yiv loyichalu was only a dinder abanan v'kras machta v'alma. In other words, the oilam, there's no malchus for a yotze gubayu and a paitis. If someone is makter yet, and that's what's going on here in this halacha, not misa, no misa, malchus, no malchus, because really there's never a chiyuv misa bidei shamayim, like Rav Sheshes said to Nisua from Unzira Mishnah, I have a mefurish abraisa azor liyotze guboy lo minayim. That's just a asmach d'ma'alma. Really, all that is a din d'rabban. Read the Gemara, nach akash, meisvei, velu hinshe b'miso, tomesh eshimesh. Well, here, it's pretty mafurish. Right, Rav Sheshes said that a koin sheshimesh b'tomo, tinisui wanted to bring a ray from our mission from the fact that the b'rchei ko'una were poitzen as moiche begizin. Oh, that must be a raya, that what? That must be a raya. That is really no chiyah misa b'dei shamayim. Says the Gemara, have a mafurish b'raisa, not that way. First, we had a not mafurish b'raisa that we were able to wiggle our way out of, but this b'raisa is mafurish. The elo hinshav emisa tomei sheshimesh. Right, pretty mafurish. Zok the Gemara. You're right. Tiyufta. This is in fact a tiyufta. Either way, the Gemara now is going to digress. So we just mentioned the brisa tomei sheshimesh is chayav misa bidei shamayim. The Gemara is going to bring that entire brisa, and really from here, pretty much until the end of the perek, dissect that brisa. But just before we start the brisa, one ha'ara. So the Mishnah says that a koyin sheshimesh betoma, the pirchei kehuna, would take this koyin out, and they literally would beat him up. Umafzien es moichai begzirin. So just one maramakim, and that is, there's a toisefta in Masechtas Kelim, Paragalef. So this is in Bava Kama Paragalef. So when we learned Bava Basra, we talked a lot about this, that just like the three Bavas are broken up into Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, in Tosef, the Masechtas Kelim, you have the same thing. There's Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra. Right? This is one of the rayas that really Kula Nezik and Chada Masechtahi, and the three Bavas are not so much three Masechtas, but they're three Bavas, three entranceways to this one Masechta. Right? If the Masechta is not Bava Kam, Bava Tzir, Bava Basra. So what is the name of the Masechta? So we said it's Nezikin, right? It's Meseches Nezikin. The Seder Nezikin and the Meseches Nezikin. Just like you have in Seder Tyrus. You have Meseches Tyrus and Seder Tyrus. You have the by Nezikin. That one Masechta is divided into three groups. Bava Kam, Bava Tzir, Bava Basra. Bekitzur, you have the same thing in Tesef Tekelem. So in Bava Kam of Tesef Tekelem, this is Perek Aleph Vav. So there's a very interesting discussion. Nichnasin Lebein Ha'ulam Lumezbeach Shalei Rochas Yidayim V'raglayim Divir Remeir. Remeir held that if somebody wanted to go between the ulam and the mizbeach without first washing his hands and his feet from the kiyar, this was something he was allowed to do. The chachamim said, "Ein nichnasin, it's not okay." Amar Rav Shimon Hatzonua lefnei Rabbi Eliezer. Shimon Hatzonua told Rabbi Eliezer, "Ani nichnasti lebein ulam b'lo mizbeach shaloi rochutzi daim raglayim." Says, I don't know. It's a machlokes tanaim. I'll tell you a ma'aseh shaya. I did it. Amaloi. So Rabbi Eliezer told Rav Shimon Hatzonua, "Tell me, mi chaviv, who's more beloved, ata you or koyin gadol?" Oh, Yeshayasaki was quiet. Amalei, boishat aloimer. The reason you're being quiet is because you're embarrassed to answer the question. Because you know, shekal boishal koyin gadol, that even the dog of the koyin gadol, chavav heimech, is more chavav than you. And then he went on and he told him, I want you to know that afilu koyin gadol, even if the koyin gadol would enter the area, bein ulam lemizbeach, Poitzin es moichoi begizrin. They would take him and they would crush his moyach with these beams. Matasa, what could I do? You're a lucky man. Because when you did it, you got away. And the reason you're lucky is shaloi mitzaacha balapo. Because the bean somehow missed you and he didn't get a hold of you. So if this Tosefta sounds familiar, we once spoke at a raid bite from Rav Reuven Margolis. And this is for sure a top 10 Rav Reuven Margolis of all time. The name of the raid bite is The Mysterious Family of the Bean, where Reb Reuven Margolis talks about who's the balapul, who is the bean, and why is he crushing people's brains. But this Mishnah and this sugya very much reminded me of this Tosefta. It's mamish the same nusach where somebody did something that he wasn't allowed to do in the Beis HaMikdash, and someone pulls out a baseball bat and literally whacks him in the head. I mean, this is as old school gets. But you find it in two places. You have it here in a Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin. You have it at Tosefta in Bava Kamma of Masechta Kalim. What exactly is going on here? This is a little bit Einoy Oimer Elo Darsheni, but as it relates to the balapul, who he is, an absolute, incredibly brilliant insight from Rav Reuven Margolis, The Mysterious Family of the Bean. Either way, we return to our regular program, which is Kachim Diga Inyanim, specifically Misim B'dei Shemayim. So again, Koyin Sheshimesh Betoma, Rav Sheisha said, is not Chayim Misim B'dei Shemayim. The Gemara said, Meisevei Ve'elu Hinshe B'misa Tomei Sheshimesh, and the Gemara said, Tiofta. So the Gemara is going to bring that brisa in its entirety. Gufo, Ve'elu She B'misa. The following is a list of people that are chayev misa bidei shamayim. Incidentally, this braisa is being brought really as a digression. But very often there's a method to the madness when we talk about digression, right? Because at the end of the day, we're learning all the sugyas of Karis and Misas Bezdin and Kanoim Poigenboy and Machnisa Noisalikipa and Misa B'dei Shemayim. So as much as this is a digression, we mentioned the Braisa to ask a Tufta on Rav Sheshes, so let's have a daf and shas that relates to that Braisa. But it is on point because the theme is death. I mean, that's just what we've been talking about. But either way, Ve'elush Shnevim Misa Oichelas HaTevel, if somebody eats Tevel. Or a kohen that's tameh that eats truma tahira, as opposed to if he eats truma tameh. The zar she'achal asa truma, a zar that eats truma. So the first three are all like truma, somewhat related. If someone eats tevel, yischai misa b'dei shemayim, a kohen who's allowed to eat truma, but not if he's tameh. So a kohen that's tameh that eats truma, and finally a zar who's never allowed to eat truma. The zar sheshimesh, a zar that does the avodah. The tameh sheshimesh. This was the tiufta the Rav Sheshes. So tameh Koyen, who's allowed to do the avodah, but now that he's tameh, he can't. If he does the avodah, he's chayim misa b'dei shemayim. But full yoyim sheshimesh, not only a regular tameh, but even a tameh that went to the mikveh ready, he toivled. He has to wait for Harav Shemesh, first Mishnah in Masechtas Brachas, right? Me'imasai. So he has to wait for the sun to set in order for him to be 100% tar. If he does the avodah while he's a tful yoyim, it's a problem. Mechuser begadim. Or if a koyen does the avodah, but he wasn't wearing all his big day kuna. Mechuser kapara. This is someone that's tameh. He even had tful yoyim, but he has a unique type of tumah that he has to bring a carbon in order for him to be 100% tar, and he didn't bring the carbon yet. So he's even less tummy than the tful yoyim. Now let him do the avoida, and if he does the avoida, he's chayim misa b'dei shemayim. V'shal yirachas yadayim raglayim, or a kohen that did the avoida without washing his hands and his feet from the kir, v'shtuye yayin, or a kohen that does the avoida under the influence, a DUI, upruye roish, or a kohen that does the avoida with his hair unkempt, all of these people are going to be chayim misa b'dei shemayim. Zok the bratz, aval oral, that does the avoida, v'oinein, that does the avoida, v'yoshev, someone that's sinning that does the avoida, ain't of a misa, even though you're not allowed to do the avoida in that way, but it's not a chayim misa, ela bazara. All it is a loisase, which is not all it is. It's a very, very big deal, but it's not misa b'dei shemayim. Balmum, what about a kohen that does the avoida when he was a balmum? Rabbi Yomi Rabbi says b'misa. V'chachamim oirin, the chachamim say ba'azare. Hezid b'me'ila. If someone's mile behektish b'mezid, what's the oinish? So me'ila is unique in that the ikur parish of me'ila in the Torah is discussing someone that was mile behektish b'shoigeg. The carbon, for example, is when you do it b'shoigeg. What about if you do it b'mezid? Believe it or not, it's a little bit unclear, and it's for that reason we have a machloikis tanam. So if someone is mile behektish b'mezid, Rabbi Yomir ben Miso, the Chachamim Yomirim be Azor. Either way, there's a lot of information to unpack, and the Gemara is going to do it. Starting from the Tak, Mefangt on von Anfang. The Elu Shebe Miso, Ha'oichel es HaTevel, says the Gemara, Ha'oichel es HaTevel Miran. What's the Makar? That if somebody eats Tevel, Yischai Misa B'dei Shemayim. So this is axiomatic, right? We know this from throughout Shas. Somebody eats Tevel, Yischai Misa B'dei Shemayim. The question is, what's the makar? Sanhedrin Pei Gimel Amar Aleph. It's coming up. The Amar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Interesting. Shmuel said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. You don't see that every day. Minayin lo ichalas tavel shuba miso. How do you know that if somebody eats tavel, he's going to be chayim misa b'deish shemayim? Dechsev, because the pasuk says, v'lo ichalu as kotche b'nei Yisrael, eisa she yorimu l'ashem. So the pasuk is talking about truma. And it says that Zohar is not allowed to eat truma, but the lashon that the Torah uses is v'le'ichalalu es kotche b'nei Yisrael eis asher yarimu l'Hashem, as if to say that right now it's not truma yet. You're not allowed to be mechalal something that at some point truma is going to be taken from it. Meaning you have tevel where you need to at some point take truma. Says the Torah v'le'ichalalu es kotche b'nei Yisrael eis asher yarimu l'Hashem. The way the Gemara explains, basidem litre makasim adaber. We're talking about Yarimu in the future tense. It's not the Pshut HaShel Mikro, but that's the Drush, that you're not allowed to eat and you're not allowed to be Mechal something from which at some point Truma is going to be taken. This is an Azara for Tevel. Okay, you don't see Misa yet. Oh, but the Yal of Chilul Chilul Mitruma. And we have Xerah Shava, we learn Chilul Chilul from Truma. Malahalom b'Misa, Afkam b'Misa. Just like by Truma, there's a Chiyav Misa. So to hear, there's going to be a Chiyav Misa as well. So what does it mean that by Truma there's a Chiyav Misa? So it says in the Torah that if a Koyin is Tomei and he eats Truma, he's Chayav Misa. So we have V'lo Yichalalu by Tevel. We have the Lashon of Chilul by a Koyin Tomei that eats Truma. And just like a Koyin Tomei that eats truma is chayiv misa, so too, if somebody eats tevel, he's going to be chayiv misa as well. Now, just to get these psukim, the pasuk that talks about tevel is v'leichalu as kotche b'nei Yisrael isashe yarimu l'ashem. Right? We said yarimu is a lashon asid. That means right now it's tevel. It says v'leichalu. The pasuk that says that a koyin tomei that eats truma is chayiv misa is v'shamru as mishbarti v'leyisu olav chet umesu boy. So the pasuk, if you look at the context of the parasha, is talking about a koyin tomei that eats truma. It says umesu, so we know there's misa, and it says ki yichalalu. It's a lashon of chil. So just like over there, there's a chiyuv misa b'deish shemayim. So to buy tevel, there's going to be a chiyuv misa b'deish shemayim as well. Frit gemara kasha v'neil of chilu chilu minoyser. At the end of the day, if someone eats tevel, he's chayiv misa b'deish shemayim. Is based on a gzeirah shav chilul chil. So how do you know to learn the gzeirah shav chilul chilul from a koyin tomei that eats truma? Maybe learn it from noiser. So noiser is something you're not allowed to eat. And if somebody eats noiser, he's chayiv karis. And mala halam bekaris, afkam bekaris. So what does it say? The word chilul by noiser. Va'oichlov. If somebody eats noiser, avoinov yisa ki es kodesh Hashem chilul. So, how do you know to make the gzeirah shav chilul chilul from a koyin tomei that eats truma to tomei chayim misa b'dei shamayim? Maybe learn chilul chilul from noisar, and the einish then is going to be that he's going to be chayiv karis. But the Gemara says mistabra mitruma havalei lemelav. It's mistaber that if we're going to compare tevel to truma tmeya or a tomei that eats truma tayra. Not truma tomei. A koyin that eats koyin tomei that eats truma tayr. Or we're going to compare tevel to noisa, the better tzushtel, the better comp, right? If you're trying to figure out like a perfect tzushtel, the better comparable is going to be to learn it from truma. Why? Shekein truma, tevel, and a koyin tomei eating truma both have a shaychis to truma, right? Tevel is something that you warm mafras truma from, and a koyin tomei that eats truma is eating truma. So they're both truma de ginyan, as opposed to noisa, which is no shaychis. Additionally, chutz la'aretz. Tevel is not noig in chutz la'aretz, and the issa for a koyin tomei to eat truma is not noig in chutz la'aretz. Because again, truma is mitzvah satulius baretz. It's something that's only negeya in Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to noisa, which is negeya chutz la'aretz as well. Now, it's a very interesting Rashi here. This is a sidebar. Rashi says, where do you have noiser and chutz la'aretz? Noiser, you have a chutz la'aretz? Noiser is a carbon. So how do you have a chutz la'aretz? So Rashi, two eitzes. Number one, when the Yidden were in the Midbar, there was noiser. Additionally, bizman hetir b'mois. You could have noiser and chutz la'aretz. That, additionally, of Rashi, is really a very interesting talking point, because it's mavur in this Rashi that bizman hetir b'mois, you were allowed to bring karbonos even in chutz la'aretz. When we learned zvachim, specifically the end of the first parak, there's a riot to this. We talked about this inyan. But bizman hetabamis, were you allowed to bring karbonos in chutz la'aretz, or were you not? The way Rashi's mefarish this Gemara, it would seem you were. Either way, so You have so far two commonalities between Tevel and between a Kohen Tame eating Truma. Number one, they're both Truma related. Number two, they both don't apply in Chutz Laretz. Number three, Hutra. They both could become Mutter. Both of these Yisurim could become Mutter. Tevel becomes Mutter if your Mafish Truma is a Maestres. And a Kohen Tame would be Mutter to eat Truma if he became Tahar, if he went to the Mikvah. Berabim. Another thing is, look at the word itself. Right, the question is, Chil, Chil from Truma or Chil, Chil from Noiser? The Lashon Chil that it says by Tevel is a Lashon Rabim. V'lo yechalalu, it's a Lashon Rabim. The Lashon Chil that it says by Truma is also a Lashon Rabim. Ki yechalalu. The Lashon Chil that it says by Noiser is a Lashon Yochid. Chilel. Additionally, peiros. They both involve peiros, as opposed to noiser, which involves basar. Additionally, pigel v'noiser. As it relates to truma and tevel, they're not subject to pigel, right? What sheich is? Pigel is something that's negeya kachim. Additionally, they have no sheiches to noiser. Tevel can't become noiser, and truma can't become noiser, as opposed to noiser, which is noiser. But the point, says the Gemara, is, if you have a shaila whether we should learn Tevel from Truma, or whether you should learn Tevel from noiser, I'll give you a bunch of reasons why you should learn Tevel from Truma. Number one, they're both Truma related. Number two, they both don't apply in Chutz Laretz. Number three, they both have an oifen of becoming mutter. Number four, the word chil itself are both balash and rabim. Number five, they're both implied peiros. Number six, they both have no shaychus to pigle. Number seven, they both have no shaychus to noiser. But the Gemara says, Adarab, I can make the obvious, the opposite argument. Maybe it makes more sense to learn Tevel from noiser. Why? Shekain psul Oichel, because number one, they're both foods that you're not allowed to eat. Tevel is a food you're not allowed to eat. Noiser is a food that you're not allowed to eat. They're both Issa Heftza. As opposed to a Kohen Tame who's not allowed to eat Truma Tahira, it's not that the food is off limits, it's that the Gavra has a problem. Additionally, Engloy had to be mikvah. In both of these cases, you can't make the food mutter. Right? You can't put the Tevel in a mikvah and then all of a sudden you'd be allowed to eat it. You can't put the Noiser in the mikvah. Well, but when the person is Tame, he can go to the mikvah and then be okay. So it's true that you have seven things that Tevel has in common with Truma, but I have two things that Tevel has in common with Noiser. So Mechatez to learn it from Truma, maybe learn it from Noiser. How do you know Misa B'dei Shammai? Maybe it should be Karis. What's the Gemara's answer? It's pretty obvious. Hanach Nefishin. Seven is more than two, and as a result, it makes more sense to learn it from Truma. Ravina said a different teretz. Chilo de Rabim, Michil de Rabim Adif. It's not a question of seven versus two. To me, there's a fundamental difference. The Gzeir Shav is based on Chilul Chilul. The Chilul of Tevel and the Chilul of Truma are both Lashon Rabim. The Chilul of Nois is Lashon Yachid. It makes more sense to learn a Chilul de Rabim from a Chilul de Rabim than to learn a Chilul de Rabim from a Chilul de Yachid. Either way, moving along in the Brais. So the Brais said, Oichel Asa Tevel is Chayim Misa B'dei Shamayim, and a Koyin Tomer that eats Truma is also Chayev Misa B'dei Shemayim. Now the truth is, Ho'eichel Es HaTevel, that's Chayev Misa B'dei Shemayim, I goofa know from the Koyin Tame that ate Truma, right? That was the Makar, Asya Chil Chil. But now the Gemara wants to know, Ho'goofa, how do you know that a Koyin Tame She'achal Truma Tahira is in fact Chayev Misa B'dei Shemayim? So the Gemara says, Amash Shmuel Shmuel Zem, Nay, the Koyin Tame She'achal Truma Tahira Shubim Misa B'dei Shemayim, Tehsev, because the Pasuk says, and this is the Pasuk that we mentioned earlier, V'shamru Es Mishmarti, V'lo Yisu Olav, Chet u'mesu by ki yichalalu ani Hashem akachem, and that pasuk is talking about a koyin tummy that eats truma. Oh, so it's mefurish in that pasuk again. What the Gemara brought earlier, that a koyin tummy that eats truma is chayim mitzvah b'dei shemayim. The Gemara says tohira in tamei aloi. Now, if you look carefully at the brayso, it said the koyin tummy she'achal truma tohira. Sounds like if a koyin tummy would eat truma tamei, it wouldn't be a problem. Why not? So the Gemara says it's also based on something Shmuel said. Amar Shmuel, Amar Rabbi Yes. Now the koyin tummy she'achal truma tamei she'ain a b'miso. How do you know that a koyin tummy that eats truma tamei doesn't get miso? Shenema, the pasuk says umesu ba. This person is going to be chayim misa. Meaning, the tummy that ate truma is chayim misa. Why? Ki yichalalu, because he was mechalal the truma. Prat lezusha mechulales va'imedes. So if the truma was tahira and now you ate it, you were mechalal it. But if it was already mechulales va'imedes, you are mechalal by eating it. So if that's the case, you're excluded from this parasha. Vizar she'achalas ha'truma. This was the third truma-related inyan that was mentioned in this brisa. So a zar that eats truma, that's not okay. He's also chayim misa b'dei shemayim. Omer Rav says zor she'achal es ha'truma loika. So Rav walks into Beis Medrash and he says a zor that eats truma gets malchus. Omer le Rav Kahana v'Rav Asi le Rav leimah mar b'misa. Why are you only saying malchus? You should have said misa. Tichsev, because doesn't the pasuk say v'chol zor lo yoichal kodesh? It says v'chol zor lo yoichal kodesh. This is in the parish of truma. And if it says v'chol zor lo yoichal kodesh, that should then be a makar that yichayim misa b'dei shemayim. Now really, in order to fully appreciate this question, you have to have a chumash in front of you. If you look at the
psukim, the pasuk right before v'chol zar lo yoichal kodesh is the pasuk that says that a kohen tamei that eats truma toira is chayim misa b'dei shamayim. V'shamru es mishmarti v'li yisu olav chet u'mei tzubay ki yichalalu ani Hashem mekacham. The very next pasuk is v'chol zar lo yoichal kodesh. So the Gemara's kashin really was from the smichos of the two psukim. V'shamru es mishmarti v'li yisu olav chet u'mei tzubay ki yichalalu. And then v'chol zar lo yoichal kodesh. So it sounds like that u'mei tzubay ki yichalalu is going say on the Koyen, Tommy that eats Truma Torah, and Sion the Tsar, who eats Truma. So the Gemara asked that, Rav, why is there no Chiyav Misa, L'chura v'chazor l'yoichal kodesh is samach to umesu by kiyichalalu? So he told him back, Ani Hashem mekatsham hifsiko inyen. It's true the two psukim are near each other, but the previous pasuk has like an end, a soif pasuk. It says, Shamru es mishmarti v'li yisrael chet umesu by kiyichalalu, Ani Hashem mekatsham. Ki'ilu now, even though it's all in the same parasha and it's my inyan le'inyan by inyan, but now we're like pivoting a little bit. And therefore there's no smichas. But the Gemara says, I hear. So again, you have no raya from a pasuk. Oh, but meisvei for not brayso we zechav a raya. Again, Rav said zosha oichal esachum aloika meisvei ve'elu hincha b'misa zora oichal esachum. It's the third person mentioned in our infamous braisa of Elohim Shabimisa. So the Gemara says, I hear. It's true. It's a mafurish braisa. But at the end of the day, Masnisa, the Rav Karamas, he's asking a kachan Rav from a braisa, Rav Tanu Upalik. Rav, we know, has the credentials to argue with a Tana. We use this card very, very carefully and sparingly. But at the same time, if you're stuck, you're allowed to do this. Right? Notice how when the Gemara asked Akasha from Rav Sheshes from the Braisa, the Gemara said Tyufta. But when the Gemara asked Akasha and Rav from the very same Braisa, the Gemara just said Rav Tanu Upalik. They're both Amayraim. They're both Mufrich from the same Braisa. The Torah says Rav has the ability to argue with a Braisa. Rav Sheshes doesn't. And it's for that reason it's Tyufta the Rav Sheshes. But Rav is not going to be a Tyufta. It's Rav Tanahu Upalik. Either way, this concludes the first three members that are mentioned in this braisa. Ve'elu shebemisa, ha'ichal esatevel, ve'koyin tomei she'achal truma tahira, ve'zor she'achal esatruma. So these are all me'inyin le'inyin ba'isa'inyin. The bottom line is they're all going to be chayim misa b'dei shamayim. Again, marumokam ani l'cha. And that is, it's your dua that Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Asvin Dei Raisa, in Klal Aleph and Klal Beis, has a real achreinisha pilpul in terms of what exactly is the Isser Tevel and what exactly is the Isser Truma. In Klal Aleph, he clears it sad that it could be that the Isser Truma, a Zar that's not allowed to eat Truma, the Isser, not the Kedusha, the Isser Truma is really the Isser Tevel. In other words, if you think about it, if you're a farmer and you're growing corn in Eretz Yisrael, so your corn is something that you're not allowed to eat from until you mafresh truma to maizvus. Once you mafresh truma, the kohen's allowed to eat the truma, the tzar is not allowed to eat the truma. The tzar wasn't allowed to eat that bushel before you were mafresh the truma. He can't eat it now that you were mafresh it as well. The kohen was allowed, was not allowed to eat it, but now that you were mafresh it, that's truma you are. So declares Rabbi Yosef Engel and Asvin Dei Raisa, I want to say that maybe the Isser Truma is really the Isser Tevel. They'll say it's really all grain wakes up in the morning Tevel. When you mafresh truma, the hafrashas truma makes the grain mutter for the kohen. But for everybody else, it retains its original Isser and it's going to remain Tevel. That's his chakira. Or maybe not. Or maybe once your mafresh truma, the Isser Tevel goes away, and the Isser Truma Lazar is a Naya Isser. In other words, the Isser Truma Lazar, is that the Isser Tevel that remains? It never became Mutta, became Mutta L'Kayana, but didn't become Mutta Lazar. Or maybe no. Once you were Mafres Truma, the Isser Tevel went away Lagamri. Side Klapi the Tsar, side Klapi the Kohen. That is gone. Now there's a new Shem called Truma. Truma carries with it a Naya Isser. That Isser is going to be Negeya the Tsar. That Isser is not going to be Negeya the Kohen. Rabbi Yosef Engel wants to say that it could be this is the Machloikis Tanam in the end of the first parak of Masechtes Nedar, not Machloikis Tanam, Machloikis Rishonim, whether Truma is a Dover HaNadur or whether Truma is a Dover HaAser. In the sugya of someone's being Matfis, a Dover HaMutter, Kechalas Aaron, or Kechumasai, famous Ran and the Rosh, all that raid. We spoke about it then, the last time we learned Masechtes Nedar. But the point is that there's a big machlokes rishonim, whether we look at Isser Truma as a Dover HaNadar, or we look at it as a Dover HaAser. Said Rabbi Yosef Engel, L'chayre, this is the Chakira. If it's a new Isser, you're the one who created the Isser, so it's a Dover HaNadar. If the Isser Truma to the Tzar is really the Isser Tevel, that you didn't create, that the Ebishter created. That's a Dover HaAser. Could be that machlokes rishonim is totally in this chakira. But then Rabbi Yosef Engel in Klal Beis clears another chakira. In Klal Beis, he goes the other way around. In Klal Beis, he says that I want to say a different side. Maybe the side of the Isser Tevel is the Isser Truma. Meaning, until a person is mafresh truma from tevel, this truma in the tevel. So it could be the whole iser tevel nemsach from the iser truma. So notice, the two chakiris are literally opposites. Is the iser truma and iser tevel, that's one huge chakir in klal aleph. In klal beis, he talks about maybe faker, maybe the iser tevel is good for the iser truma. Because this truma inside the tevel, l'chayra, it's there somewhere, yesh breira, but it's there somewhere, so maybe that's what underpins the Isser Tevel. Now, you're going to ask me a kasha, if that's the case, why is a Kohen not allowed to eat Tevel? If the whole Isser Tevel is because there's Truma there, so a Kohen's allowed to eat Truma. So if a Kohen's allowed to eat Truma, he should be able to eat Tevel. So he talks about it in Ayin Shom. In the second cloud, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, even though it sounds like such a mechudish to get sad, that the Isser Tevel should be because there's Truma inside, he says the pashtos of the Gemara in Sanhedrin Pei Gimel is actually mashma that way. Because we just said that a zar that eats truma is chay misa b'dei shamayim. Why? Let's just learn the Gemara. The Gemara says, because it says in the Torah, v'lo yichalu as kodshe b'nei Yisrael, eisa sheyarimu l'ashem, ba'asidim litroim ha'kosim adaber. It sounds like the Isser Tevel is because of the asidim litroim. Because this truma that at some point you're going to be tearing from here. So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, I know my Chakir and Klal Beis, right? The Chakir and Klal Aleph is world famous. Klal Beis, not as much. And it sounds very mechudash, but he says, read the Gemara. Sanhedrin Pei Gimel Amad Aleph, posh it, the words, the Ivritaych of the Drasha is actually very mashma that way, either way. If you go through both Klalim, we've done a little bit of this over the years. There's so many rayas from Rishonim and Bavlis and Yerushalmis, Kedarke Bakodesh. You know, talking of Sinai, Rabbi Yosef Engel is one of the great Sinais of all time, and his Koyach HaPilpul was second to none, and there's a lot of that happening here in Asven Deiraisa, in Klal Aleph and Klal Beis. Either way, moving along. Vizor Sheshimesh, the Brisa said that a Zor that does the Avodah is Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. How do we know that? This is very straightforward. It's a pasuk in the Torah. It says, Vizor HaKorev Yumas. V'tomei Sheshimesh. A Tomei that does the Avodah is also Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. So, what's the makar to this? K'dabayim in a Rav Chia Bar Abba Mei Rav Yosef. It's based on an Ibayah. Question Rav Chia Bar Abba once asked Rav Yosef. He asked him this very question. Now, L'tomei Sheshimesh Shubha Misa. How do you know that a Kohen that does the Avodah while he's Tomei is Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim? Because the pasuk says, Dabar Laharim V'albanov V'inozru Mikotche B'nei Yisrael. It's talking about someone that's Tomei. A Kohen is Tomei. V'inozru Edafsech Upshaiden, right? Milosh and Nazir, you separate from all Kachim. V'lo Yichalalu Eshem Kachi. And it says the word V'lo Yichalalu. So, Dabra Laharim V'albanav Yinazrim Kachim B'nei Yisrael is an Azara for a Tomei not to do the Avoid. The Torah uses the magic word V'lo Yichalalu. We know where this is going. V'yalof Chilul Chilul Mitruma. Once I see V'lo Yichalalu, so I learn Xer Shavar from Truma. Mal Halam Misa. Just like a Kohen that's Tomei that eats Truma, we know, gets Misa. And it says the word Yichalalu. Afkan, so too. Kohen that's Tomei that does the Avodah, the Misa is going to get Misa. Faith to Gemara. This is going to be a little bit of a repetition of what we saw in Amad Aleph. And Nelev Chilul Chilul Mitruma. So how do you know to learn Chilul Chilul from Truma? Maybe learn Chilul Chilul from Noiser and Malahal and Chorus, Afkan Chorus, and Noiser's Chorus, maybe there should be Chorus as well. So again, just to be clear, with learning Koyin Tomei that does the Avodah, that's going to be Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim, from the fact that a Koyin Tomei that eats Truma Tahira is Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. The Gemara's question is, how do you know to learn the Koyin Tomei that does the Avodah from the Koyin Tomei that eats Truma Tahira? Maybe learn the Koyin Tomei that does the Avodah from anyone that eats Noiser. So on Amud Aleph, we were handling Tevel. Here we're handling a Koyen Tomei that does the Avodah. So the Gemara says that I'll tell you why I think it makes sense to learn the Koyen Tomei that does the Avodah from the Koyen Tomei that eats Truma as opposed to from Noisner. Because Mitruma Havalei Lameilav Shekein Guf Tomei. Both of them have in common that they're Tomei, right? That's like an obvious commonality. Koyen Tomei that does the Avodah. Koyen Tomei that eats Truma Tayr, as opposed to Noisa, has no Shaykhis to a Guf Tomei. Additionally, Mikvah. They both could become Tayr from going to the Mikvah. Additionally, Birabim. They both have the word Ki Yichalalu in a Lashon Rabim, as opposed to Noisa, where we saw it says in the Torah Chilel, which is a
Lashin Yachid, says the Gemara. I hear, but Adarabba, I can argue Fakert, Minoiser Havalei Lamelaf, Shekein Kodesh, because a coin that does the Avodah while handling Kodesh, additionally, Noiser is Kodesh, Pnim, I think that they're both Kodesh, they both take place in the Makom HaMikdash, Pigel and Noiser, and they're both related to Pigel and Noiser. So the Gemara says, over here, I'm not so sure why you think that it's a better Tzushta. I mean, I understand they're both Guf, I understand they're both Tame, but then again, maybe it makes more sense to compare Kachem and Kachem. A Kohen Tame that does the Avodah is more like Noiser. They're both Kachem as opposed to Kohen Tame, even though it's Kohen Tame, Tuma, I get all that, but one is Truma, these two are Kachim. So the Gemara says, I hear a Bechil de Rabim, Bechil de Rabim Adiv. Here the Gemara says what Ravina said in Amin Aleph. The end of the day, that the two L'shoinois of Chilol, that it says by the Koyin Tommy that does the Avodah, and the Koyin Tommy that it's Truma Tahira are Chilol B'Lashon Rabim, Nois Chilol B'Lashon Yachid. Chilol de Rabim makes more sense. Learn from Chilol de Rabim versus Chilol de Rabim for Chilol de Yachid. T'ful Yoyim Sheshim. It's going back to the Braisa. So now we're talking about someone that's Tommy, already went to the mikvah. So his Tumma is Miklash Kalish, right? Qualitatively, it's not as intense anymore. He's only a Tful Yoyim. The halach is, Afilu Hachi, if he does the Avodah in a state of Tumma, he's going to be Chayim Misa B'Dei Shemayim. Right? Just to be clear, Tful Yoyim is like a sniff on Koyin Tomei. Koyin Tomei that does the Avodah, not only if he's a full-fledged Tomei, but even if he's only a Tful Yoyim. Says Gemara Minolon, the time Rav Simoyim, said, Remez a Tful Yoyim Shem Avad Chilo Minayim. Where's the Remez in the Torah? It's not the first in the Torah, but where's the Remez in the Torah that a Tful Yoyim that does the Avodah is a possible Avodah, Chilo. Tamal Yoyim, it says, K'doshim Yiu Lei Loi Keyem, V'lo Yechalalu. This is one of the many psukim in the context of Koyin, Tomei, Avodah. Now, I don't need this pasuk to tell me that a Koyin that's full-fledged Tomei that does the Avodah is a problem. The Nafkalon, because I learned it from another pasuk. It says, V'yinazru, right? That's the pasuk we had a minute ago. Dabra lahanu v'albana v'yinazru mikachu v'nei Yisrael. So it's an extra pasuk. T'nei yoinin l'tful yoyim sheshimesh. So I know it for tful yoyim. So that means this pasuk of k'doshim yiu lei lekeim v'lo yechalalu is talking about a tful yoyim. Now it says v'lo yechalalu, that's the key word. V'yalav chilal chilal mitruma. Oh, one says v'lo yechalalu. So I know to learn from truma, ma'al lahalam b'misa, afkam b'misa. I notice here the Gemara doesn't even go through the exercise. And maybe learn it from Noiser, because again, we got the gist of it already. Chil de Rabim, Michil de Rabim Adif, and it's for that reason we know that even a Tful Yoyim that does the Avodah, the Halachas is going to be Chayim Misa B'Dei Shemayim. U'mechusse Begadim Inol. How do you know that if a Kohen does the Avodah, but he was mechusse Begadim, the Halachas is that he's Chayim Misa B'Dei Shemayim, Amar Abavo, Amar Rabbi Yoichanan, U'matabah Mishmei de Rabbi Lazar B'Rab Shimon. This goes all the way back to Rabbi Lazar B'Rab Shimon. It says in the Torah, the Chagarta Oysam Avnet, Aharon Uvanov, the Chavashto Lehem Igbois, the Hoysto Lehem Kohuna, Luchukas Oilam, Umilese Yad Aharon, the Yad Bonov. So the Pasuk says, the Chagarta Oysam Avnet, and then afterwards, the Hoysto Lehem Kohuna, says the Gemara we learn from here, Bizman She Bigdeim Alehem. If he's wearing his Gartel, he's wearing the Avnet, he's wearing all the Bigdei Kohuna, then Kunasam Alehem. He's considered a Kohen. Ein Bigdeim Alehem, Ein Kohunasam Alehem. In other words, if a Koyin does the Avodah Mechusse Begadim as Nishkan Koyin. Because V'chagarta Oysam Avnet V'hoyso Lehem Kuhuna. So the only time he's a Koyin is when he's wearing the Begadim. If the only time he's a Koyin is when he's wearing the Begadim. So if he's not wearing the Begadim, he's not a Koyin. What does that mean? V'havaluhu Zarim. If that's the case, he now becomes a Zar. V'amar Mar Zar Shashimish B'Misa. Zar that does the Avodah Shai Misa. That's how you know Mechusse Begadim is going to be Chayim Misa B'Dei Shemayim. So in this list of people that are Chayim Misa B'Dei Shemayim, there's a Kohen that does the Avodah Mechusse Begadim. What's the Makar? This Makar is Bizman She Bigdeim Aleihem Kehunasam Aleihem Ein Bigdeim Aleihem Ein Kehunasam Aleihem Ad Kedei Kach V'Havaluhu Zarim. So this is a huge Gemara. That if a Kohen does the Avodah Mechusse Begadim, it's as if a Zor did the Avodah. Oh, it's a Zor did the Avodah. Zor Shashimish is Chayim Misa B'Dei Shemayim. We know that. That's Mefurish. That's a pasuk in the Torah. V'Azor HaKarev Yumas. So to a coin that does the Avodah Mechusse Begadim is going to be Chayim Misa B'Dei Shemayim. Again, in the spirit of Marumokim Ani Lucha, the Mordechai, Ki Yodua, in Mesechtes Gittin, brings that Rabbeinu Tam was once sitting with one of his Talmidim, who was a Kohen. And he asked his Talmud, that was the Kohen, if he can please pour him a glass of water. And the Talmud told Rabbeinu Tam, he got like a little bit nervous. He said, the Yerushalmi says, "Hamishtamish bekohuna ma'al."
If somebody asks a kohen to do something for him, he's a ma'al, right? He's violating. He's somewhat being mechalo bekdusha of kohuna.
So he said, Rebbe, I would love to pour you a glass of water, but I'm a little bit afraid.
"Hamishtamish bekohuna ma'al."
The heish of loy. So Rabbeinu Tam told him, "Ein behen kedusha bezman hazeh."
Oh, you think because you're a Kohen, you have Kedusha b'zman hazeh? You don't.
The Kaimulam, because we have a principle, Bigdeyam aleihem, Kedusha aleihem. Abavi'i loy loy. Say, Hishtautzu, this Gemara Sanhedrin, which is a Gemara in other places in Shas as well, that you have no Kedusha today. You have no Kedusha. One day there'll be a Beis HaMikdash. But today, if you don't have the Bigdey Kehuna, you have no Kedusha.
The Hiksha. So the Talmud said, Imkein, Oy Bazoi, Kol Mine Kedusha Loy Lavadahu.
So, he said, why am I allowed to duchen? Why do I get the first aliyah? Right, I shouldn't have, why do pidyon haben? I shouldn't have any, the shosik.
Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam was quiet. He didn't respond. So the Mordechai continues and says that Rabbeinu Peter, one of the Bali Toysfos was there, the Heshen Rabbeinu Peter, and he says, no, I think the Mahalach is a little bit different.
He said, Avada, a koyin has kedusha bezman hazeh. I, bezman shebigdeyim aleim, that's with regards to doing the avoida. But as it relates to kuhuna bezman hazeh, you don't have to be wearing the big day kuhuna. Aye, if that's the case, so why is it okay for me to pour a cup of water for a Rabbeinu Tam? Or is it even okay? So he said, it's fine. You know why it's fine? Because koyin shemachal al kvoidai, kvoidai machal. So it's true. Really, there's an Indian of hamishtamish bekuhuna ma'al. But that's only if the koyin is not meichal al kvoidai. But to the extent he's meichal al kvoidai, it's going to be okay. So in the world of being meichal al kvoidai, right, you have av shemachal al kvoidai, harav shemachal al kvoidai, nasi shemachal al kvoidai, melech shemachal al kvoidai. What about a koyin shemachal al kvoidai? So say Rabbeinu Peter, that's what's going on over here. This is something that's going to be okay based on Koyin Shemachal HaKvoidei. We once spoke out that the Ksav Sofer, and this is in Chedushei Ksav Sofer, Al Hashas and Masechtes Gittin, Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis. He brings Viroisi B'Chedushei Adoini Ovi Meiri V'Rabi Meir Agnoilo Zeichet Tzadik Levrocha. He said, I found in one of the Ksavim of the Ksav Sofer, that the Ksav Sofer wrote, that I believe Rabbeinu Tam agreed with what Rabbeinu Peter said. He didn't mean not what Rabbeinu Peter said. The Talmud misunderstood him, but that's what he meant. So what did he then invoke when he said, "Bizman shebigdeyim aleim kunasim aleim"? What he meant to say was that a koyin is allowed to be meichel akvoidei, but the only time a koyin can be meichel akvoidei is when he's not wearing his bigdei kuna. But if a koyin is wearing his bigdei kuna, then he wouldn't be able to be meichel akvoidei. And the Chasam Sofer said that when a koyin is not wearing the bigdei kuna, so then his kedusha is zayne kedusha. But when he's wearing the bigdei kuna, then already there's an inyan of he's carrying the Shekhinah on him on some level, and his covet is covet Hashem, and he can't be moichel on the covet of Hashem. As if to say, there's two dinim in the kohen. There's the kohen when he's wearing the big dekuna, and there's the kohen when he's not wearing the big dekuna. So Rabbeinu Tam, when he told the Talmud, it's fine, because you're not wearing your begadim, everybody that was present understood, what did Rabbeinu Tam mean? Oh, Rabbeinu Tam probably meant, if you're not wearing big dekuna, there's no kuna. That's not what he meant. Of course, Rabbeinu Tam, v'shasik Rabbeinu Tam. It's like a shosik rav. He had what to answer, right? He was just being quiet. So what then did he mean? He meant to say that if you're okay doing it, there's no issue because you're allowed to be meichel al kvoidei. But you should know that the only time you could be meichel on your covet is now because you're not wearing the big dekuna. If you were wearing the big dekuna in that instance, it already wouldn't be okay. We made a big deal about this once because you see from here that there's two dinim in the kohen. There's the kohen when he's wearing the big dekuna and there's the kohen when he's not wearing the big dekuna. In terms of understanding the kedusha of the kohen, either way, again, this is just a marimakim. Zok the gemara vayitu mechusik kapar min alon. So going back to the braitzo, if you have a kohen that's tame, and he just has to bring a carbon, meaning he's not even a tefil yom anymore, he had harif shemesh, he's good to go. He's just mechusik kapar. He's mamish at the very, very end of his tome. Doesn't matter, you're tame. And if you do the avoida, you're going to be chayim misa. How do you know that? Amar afunud amakro, the pasuk says, v'chipro lea koyin v'tahir. It's talking about the yodledes. The yodledes is one of the people that's a mechusik yipurim, that has to bring a carbon in order to become tahir. So it says, after the carbon was brought, v'tahir, she becomes tahir. Tahir mechal sheitmeir. So you see, up until that point, she was considered tame. Oh, if the Torah calls her tame, v'amamar, tame sheshimish b'misa, you actually don't even need a new makar. All we need is a makar that a mechusik yipurim haste that tame. The minute you haste that tame, so now you're loy gara from a regular tame, and it's for that reason you're going to how do you know that a kohen that does the avodah without washing his hands and feet from the kiyor is going to be chayim misa b'dei shemayim? The pasuk says,
V'loyamusu mefurish a pasuk. When they're going to enter the oil mayed, they should wash their hands. And if they do, v'loyamusu. Oh, chlal lav atashemeya hand. That if they're not going to do it, they're going to be chayim misa v'deshamayim. V'shtuya yayin. How do you know that a kohen that does the avodah shtuya yayin is chayim misa v'deshamayim? The pasuk says yayin v'sheichar al tesht. And it's the end of the pasuk that we need. Ato uvanecha itach bevayachem aloyo moyed v'loysam musu chukas oylam l'day reisechem. Again, implying that only if yayin v'sheker al tesht v'loysam musu. But if you're going to do the avoida under the influence, then already it's going to be a problem. Incidentally, there's a machlikas rishonim whether the issa yayin v'sheker al tesht bevayachem al oyomoyed is dafka if the kohen does the avoida under the influence. What if he just enters the oyomoyed? He's bevayachem, but he didn't actually do the avoida. What would be the halacha there? So that's something that's a big machlok. So shayim. Finally, upri roish dechsev roishem lo yigalechu upera lo yishalechu. Says that a kohen has to make sure that he doesn't grow his hair too long. Dechsev asrei, and it says next to it v'yayin lo yishtu. These two psukim, by the way, are in Sefer Yecheskel. Cheskel Perik Mem Dalet Pasuk Chav and Chav Aleph, and from the juxtaposition of Roishem Lo Yigalechu Uper Lo Yishalechu and Vayayin Lo Yishtu, we say Iskish Prua Roish L'Shtuye Yayin and Mash Shtuye Yayin B'Misa Af Prua Roish B'Misa. Just like Shtuye Yayin is B'Misa Af Prua Roish B'Misa. Just one final Maramachim before we speak out a little bit of Rei, and that is over the years we've spoken out so many times from the Hilig Chsam Sofer, and this is something that permeates Torah Chsam Sofer, where he said that this Isser of Yayin V'Sheicher Al Teish to him is from the Averis Hachamurois in the Torah. Why? Why is that so terrible? Kohen does the avoida, and his blood alcohol level is over the limit. Why is that so, so terrible? He said, because the Gemara says, we just saw it earlier in Perek Ben Sayyir Meir, it's also Gemara in Erevin and Perek Hadar, that lo ivri yayin elo lenachem aveilim, tenu sheicher lo oived v'yayin lamari nefesh. What's the purpose of a glass of wine? It gives a person a little bit of a lift, a little bit of a kick, right? It's not something you have to be embarrassed of. That is actually the purpose. That is the tayelis. It's a very natural way for a person to feel a little bit better about the world around them. If a yid is going into the Beis HaMikdash and he feels that he needs a shot of alcohol, he needs a little bit of wine to put himself in the mood to get to a matziv where he's able to do the avodah, he's chayim misa b'dei shamayim, because he missed the boat. He said the mokem ha-mikdash was mesois kol haaretz. This was the greatest place in the world. And if a yid felt that the only way he can come to do the avodah is if he first has a little bit of bourbon, you know what? Yayim v'sheicher al teish, this is a problem of aloya musu. Because really, the avodah is supposed to make a person shikker. Have yayim b'sayayim. We're mamish at the precipice of chayim v'nish l'psume, right? So really, have yayim b'sayayim zuman. And if a person is able to feel that, and a person is able to experience that, he said he would be on such a high from doing the avoida vos pas that he needs a little bit of yayin. And it's for that reason this Indian of yayin v'sheicher al teish is so fundamental, because any person that's holding there is completely missing the svina as it relates to doing the avoida. And that's why this is such a double chomer. You know, we recently learned the sugyas on the ayin dalet of chaybehem yaver val yahara yahari val yaver. If you look at the Torah, the Chsam Sofer al Torah, Parshas Achrimos, his lashon in this, v'chay behem. He says, you know what it means, v'chay behem? Shelo yitztarich odom lenagin ha-menagim, shetia olav yad Hashem. El asiyas ha-mitzvah ba'atzma, bo yichma, yisamach. He said, the biggest simcha and the biggest chiyus tav kumif in the Torah alei. And then he throws in, like he always does, umizeh atam mashe hizra ha-koyhanem yishtois yayim ba'oskan ba'avoida. Ki ha-yayim ma'oiru leiv sameach la'shoyis ha-shchino. Obnon, ein mavu lezeh lebeis Hashem. Ki v'chay bohem ba'atzma. The Torah alei is the greatest source of chiyus. And if a person doesn't feel that, oh, that's really not good. And that's why this Indian, this parsha, is a parsha that's so chomer. Either way, as promised, just to go back briefly to the story of Pinchas and Zimri by Laramis, which was very much the topic of yesterday's daf. And that is, so the story of Pinchas and Zimri begins in the end of Parshas Balak, right before Maftar, and it carries its way into the Parshas Pinchas. And the beginning of Parshas Pinchas, the Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to Pinchas, and he gives him incredible brachas because of what he did. Meaning at first glance, you would have thought that what he did was very risque. But no, that's not the way it was perceived. Fakert. L'chein emor, hinini noisem lo yasbrisi shalom. He gets the bris of kahuna, all the incredible brachas that are happening in the beginning of Parshas Pinchas. If you like, take a look at the Targum Yonason on the Pasuk. L'chein emar hinini noisen loy es brisi shalei. Says the Targum Yonason, v'avadine maloch kayom v'yechi la'am. The bracha that Pinchas got was that he became a malach. And he was zoicha to live forever. What's the oimik of that? The oimik is Pinchas is Elio. We know Elio is a malach. Two dinim and Elio. But Elio is a malach. So when did Pinchas get this incredible reward that he would go down as a malach? It happened after he was Heshev es Chamasi, after the Maisa of Zimri. Lochein emor hinini noisin loy es brisi shalim. The question is why? And more than just why, what's the Midah connected Midah? We know that all Schar v'Oynish is Midah connected Midah. It's a Mishnah. Soita daf ches on the days. All punishments, all rewards are Midah connected Midah. And the question is, what's the Midah connected Midah? Because of what Pinchas did to Zimri, it's for that reason, Hinini Noisen Leyes Brisi Shalom says the Targum Yonason that Pinchas is going to be a Malach. So I saw in the Shiurim, the Chumash Shiurim for Amir Soloveitchik in Shiur Rabbeinu Meir Alevi in Parshas Pinchas, he says something very, very beautiful, but I just want to be mocked him. And that is, you know, we learned the Gemara in Daf Pei Beis Amid Beis, where the Gemara talked about all the miracles that took place at the time that Pinchas went and he killed Zimri. In fact, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shisha Nisim Nasu Loy LePinchas. There were six miracles that happened to Pinchas while this whole thing played itself out. The emes is, there's different medrashim. Targum Yonason brings it already, Al Atar. But there's different medrashim. It's a Medrash Rabbah, it's a Yalkut Shemayni, that lists not six miracles that took place, but rather 12 miracles that took place. I think it's kedai to read the Medrash Rabbah. It's very, very short. The Medrash says as follows. The Medrash says, the Osolish name Osor Nisim. There were 12 miracles that took place with Pinchas. Haneso Echa, the first one was, Darkon Lifrej Zemize, Ve'edbikon HaMalach. Really, Zimri, at the moment that this happened, should have been Pirish from Cosby, and he wasn't Pirish. And it was a miracle that he wasn't Pirish. Had he been Pirish, Pinchas wouldn't have been allowed to kill him. But because he wasn't Pirish, and that was a miracle, that's why he was able to do what he did. That's the Neso Echad. Hanes HaSheni, the second miracle was, Sosem HaMalach Piem, they should have started yelling and screaming when they saw Pinchas coming with a spear. But they didn't do that. And that was a miracle. HaShlishi, Kiven Es HaRoymach Keneged HaKeva Shalah, Kidei Shetei Zachrusay Nira B'toich HaKeva. Gemara mentioned that it was done in a way where the spear permeated the Zachrus and the Nakfus, and that was a miracle. Haravi, Herech HaBarzel, Kidei Sheyitgar Shneim. The spear wasn't so big, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle that the spear became bigger. HaChamishi, the fifth miracle was, Nosan Koyach Bizroyoy, Kidei Sheyagbiya Shneim. Because after Pinchas killed Zimri and Cosby, he lifted them up. He really wasn't so strong for him to be able to do that. But Hashem gave him the supernatural strength. HaShishi, Nosan Koyach Bo'etz, Lizboi Lashneim. Even if Pinchas was strong enough, but the wood should have cracked. The wood didn't crack. That was a miracle. Hashvi, the seventh was, Loi nishmetu min azayin elo amdu bim koimon. As Pinchas is carrying them, their bodies remained in the same place that they had been. And that was also a chiddush, right? They should have technically fallen off, but they didn't fall off. Hashmini, the eighth miracle was, Hofchan hamalach b'roish haroimach kisiknon, laris kloinam lakoil. The malach had to manipulate the roimach a little bit so everybody should chop exactly what was going on. The ninth miracle was, Lehitifu dam. No blood came from them and fell on Pinchas, shelo yitame Pinchas, because otherwise Pinchas would have became tame. Ha'asiri, sheshomer HaKadosh Baruch Hu ruchai seyem, shelo yemusa v'yitame. Pinchas is a kayan. So really, if they would have died, so Pinchas would have had a problem, tomas meis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle that they didn't die. Ha'achad asar, higbi ha'malach ha'samashkif, the Gemara mentioned this. Shem removed the top of the tent, Kadesha Yetsu Shneim being safe of Kluin Lein Eko, right? It's not so Mefurish in the Gemara. I mean, it's implied in the Gemara, but in the Medrash it's Mefurish. But that was Pinchas Mamish walked out as this huge Gibor holding this spear, which Al Derech Nes became very, very long, with their two Gufim on it. And everybody saw exactly what had taken place and why it was that he had killed them. Because otherwise, people would have said that maybe Pinchas went in to do an Aveira, right? That we saw already in the Gemara. Or they would have said that what Pinchas did, he had no right to do. If everybody sees Kloinam, everybody sees exactly what was going on here. It's like this, nobody could have that Taina. And then finally, Hashnei Masar, Kishayatsu, as soon as Pinchas left, Amdu b'nei shiftei lefgayabai. All the people of Shevet Shimon, they came to
avenge, right? This, he's their nasi. And Yared HaMalach, the Malach came and nagah behem, and he went and he started fighting for him. But the bottom line is, in the Medrash, it's not six miracles that happened to Pinchas, but it's actually 12 miracles. We once mentioned this. This was in the Yiddish Raid Bite from a guy in Rav David Cohn Shlita, that the Chassam Sofer, and this is brought down in the Hakdama, the Chassam Sofer Al HaTorah in Sefer Bamidbar. So they bring from the Lekutei Chever Chaim, who said that he heard it from the Chassam Sofer, that the Chassam Sofer said that why is it that if somebody is not such a bar mazel, they call him a shlemiel? The Chassam Sofer said this. And if this was Purim Torah, regardless, now we can say it over, right? But the Chassam Sofer said that why is it if someone's not a bar mazel, they refer to him as a shlemiel? He said because the Gemara says that what was Zimri's real name? Five names, right? But they were all aliases. His real name was Shlemiel Shammai. That was his name. Said the Chassam Sofer, think about all the things that had to go wrong for Zimri in order for Zimri to be killed. The Gemara says six miracles happened. Chazal say 12 miracles. That means the stars were so perfectly aligned against Zimri in order for this to play itself out. Which means that Zimri was the ultimate shlemiel because everything had to go wrong in order for this to happen. So the Chassam Sofer said it's for that reason that La'osid, all the dairis, whenever someone has Azaz Sard Bar Mazel, they call him Yukarish might be Yisrael shlemiel. This is the Chassam Sofer. But regardless, said Rameir Soloveitchik, he said a Dover Nifla. He said Pinchas was about Kishrin, right? Pinchas chapped that what he was about to do technically was a suicide mission. Because, in order for Pinchas to come out unscathed, he needed 12 miracles. He needed everything to work out perfect, right? It was a chiddush that Zimri goes down as the shlemiel. But really, look at it from Pinchas' perspective. Everything had to go perfect. He said, you think he thought that everything was going to be perfect? Mechatesi. How is he supposed to know that everything was going to play itself out? The emesis he didn't know, said Rameir. He says, so why did he do it? He said, at this kiton, valet fashtanin, azazoi daf minton. Unoi baznoi daf minton, dememachnish kein cheshboinis. He said, we as people, we're always making cheshboinis. You didn't always make cheshboinis, right? It's very hard not to make cheshboinis. He said, you know who doesn't make cheshboinis? Malachim don't make cheshboinis. We say, v'kulon oisim be'emu be'yirir ritzoin koinam. He said, a malach is programmed to do whatever he's supposed to do. There's no mocking for cheshboinis mit amalach. A malach tut v'aladaf ton. And machnish cheshboinis. He's not saying, maybe yeah, maybe not, maybe this is the right, maybe that's the right. He said, Pinchas behaved like the ultimate malach. Eret keton unchesboinis. Had Rameir HaLevi gesagt, Eret keton unchesboinis via malach, mide keneged mide zegevarna malach. He said, to do unchesboinis, that's the madrig of a malach. People make chesboinis. We have so much negias. There's so much human emotion that goes into things that we do and don't do. That's just the way we operate. That's the way we function. Abba Pinchas was oisim be'emu v'yira ritzoyin koinam. He didn't say, how do I know all these things are going to play themselves out? Eret keton v'lazoy daf minton. He behaved like a malach. If you behave like a malach, mida keneged mida, the versta malach. But the emesis is a part two to this. And that is, so Pinchas becomes a malach. We know that he didn't just become a malach. Now, Eliyahu is a malach, right? But we have a little bit more information about the malachkeit of Pinchas, right? Pinchas is Eliyahu. Eliyahu is a malach. Which malach is Eliyahu? Eliyahu is the malach habris, right? Everyone knows that. That's why if you go to a bris, there's always a kisa shel Eliyahu. Why is there a kisa shel Eliyahu? Because Eliyahu Hanavi is the malach habris. And the malach habris comes to partake, and this is part of his job. And it's one of his responsibilities. He comes to every single bris. The Makar is a tour. The tour is in Yerideh Simin Reish Samachay. It's in Hilchas Milo. The tour says, V'noyagin al pi ha-medrish lasis kisei le'eliyo. The meaning is, al pi ha-medrish, that every single bris has a kisei shel le'eliyo. Al sha'amar kanoi kinesi la'shem ki avru brischa beis Yisrael. It's because of a pasuk in Malachim Aleph, Perek Yutes pasuk. The context over there is that Achav had made a gzera, no bris milo. And Eliyo Navi stood up against Achav. He said, kanoi kinesi la'shem ki avru brischa beis Yisrael. Because Achav wants to be mevatel bris milo. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, this is the Torah quoting a medrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Eliyo, chayecho shein oisim bris milo ad shetireh beinecho. There's never going to be a bris milo that you're not going to witness. Mikan eskinu chachomim lasois kisei le'eliyo shehu nikra malach habris. This is a Torah in Simin Reish Samachay. So Eliyo is a malach. He's not just a malach, he's a malach habris. And the Makar says the Torah is a medrash. This medrash that the Torah quotes is a Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer. If you look in the Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer in Aveinik, there's a knetch there that the Torah doesn't bring. So the context over there is that Elyonov is hiding. He's hiding from Achav, because Achav was Geizer and Bris Mila, and Eliyahu stood up against him. And now Eliyahu is a hunted man, says the Medrash. I'm picking it up in the middle. Nigla Olav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Eliyahu. For Amalei, and he told him, Malach HaPay Eliyahu. Eliyahu, what are you doing here? Amalei, so he told him, Kanoi Kinesi. He says, what do you mean? I was Kanoi. Amalei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Listen to this. Le'oilam Atam HaKana. You've always been a Kanoi. Kinesi B'shitim Al Gili Arayis. You were a Kanoi in Shittim. Right, Vayeshvu Yisrael Bashitim in Arvus Moy Evangelia Arayis. You were the grace of Kanoi. Shenema Pinchas Ben Elazar Ben Aharon Akoye. Heishev Es Chamasi Bekanei Es Kenosi. Vikana to Mekanei, and now you be Mekanei again. Chayecha Meko Shvuah She'ein Yisrael Oizem Brismila Acha Ateroy Beinecho. There'll never be a Brismila that you're not going to witness. Mekanei Skinu Chachonim Shiu Oizem Moishev Kovel Malach Habris. Shenema Ru Malach Habris, etc., etc. Who's the Malach Habris? It's Eliyahu HaNavi. In the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, it's mavur that the fact that Eliyahu HaNavi became the Malach Habris wasn't just a reward for what he did in Melachim Malav Perek Yutes. It sounds like it's also related to what took place here in the end of Parashas Balak and in the beginning of Parashas Pinchas, right? Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'oilam atam akane. You've always been a kanoi. Kinesa b'shitam al gilei arayos v'kana atam akane. It's for both of the things it sounds like. Chayecha she'en Yisrael oisim b'smilo. If you look in the Torah only brings the kanois from Melachim Aleph, because that's the pashtus. Al she'omar kanu kinesi l'ashem ki avur brischa b'es Yisrael. Oh, chayecha she'en oisim b'smilo achetir b'enecha. But in the Medrash, if you look it up inside, it's more than that. That it wasn't just related to the fact that Eliyahu HaNavi was Mekanekinis Hashem and Melachim Aleph. It's also related to the fact that Pinchas, who's Eliyahu, was Mekanekinis Hashem B'shitim. Asher L'chayru Tzarech Bir. Because Bishloim, the Kanois of Melachim Aleph, that was a Kanois of Mila. So Mida Keneged Mida became the Malach Habris. But the Kanois of Shittim was a Kanois on Gilei Arayis. Right? Kinesu B'shitim on Gilei Arayis. That's the Lashon HaMedrash. So if that's the case, my Inyan, the kanois of Gilei Arayis, to the fact that Eliyahu HaNavi becomes the Malach Habris. But I think the pshat is poshet ad l'moed, and I think even emes. And that is, the Gemara says, in Masechtas Erevin, daf yutes amud aleph, hahu de mechayvi ahi shaita begehenim. A person who after he dies is told that he's going to have to go to Gehenim. Avram Avinu is going to take this person out of Gehenim. Bar mi Yisrael shabal bas oivik echavim. With the exception of someone that's ba on the daughter of an oivik echavim, a boy la ramis, the mashcha arlosai, because his arla is going to be mashcha, v'loi mevashkerle. And Avram Avinu is not going to recognize him as a yit. The Gemara says, and this is something that's mentioned in Chazal, Precious Rabbi in the beginning of Parshas Vayera and other places, that after a person dies, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits, Avram Avinu sits al Pischa Shal Gehenim. And if there's a person that deserves to go to Gehenim, but he's a Maul, Avram Avinu is not going to let him go to Gehenim. With the exception of a Boy Laramis, if someone's Baal, Bas Oiv Kechavim, it's Mashchar Lasai, V'loi Mevashkele, Avram Avinu doesn't recognize him, and because Avram Avinu doesn't recognize him, so it's for that reason this person, Avram Avinu, is not going to know to take out of Gehenim. In other words, someone that's Boyal Aramis, Sidot Tzvei Dinim. Meaning, we mentioned that a Boyal Aramis, there's Nashko and there's Nashgaz. If it's Derech Hasnos, the Rambam says in Perikud Beis and Luchas Yisurei Biyah, you also have the love of Leitas Chatimbom. It's Yehoru Gaval Yavar, like the Shach says in Yerudei Simin Kuf Nun Zayin. There's Nyachre Sashem, it's Kanon Poygenboy. But in addition to all of that, there's the Gemara in Erevin, you test someone out if you can't forget. And that is someone that's Bo on an Oivet Koichavim is Moshchar Losoi. And if it's Moshchar Losoi, he becomes Oismal again. In other words, the Kanos of Pinchas Bashitim was a Kanos on Gilei Arayis, but it was also a Kanos on Brismila. Because all the Yidden that were being Nichshol with the Bnois Midyan, with the Bnois Mayav, in addition to the Gilei Arayis that was going on over there, and the Baal Par that was going on over there, there was a Mila component as well. Why the Moshchar Losoi? Kum Techois, that both Kanoisin of Eliyahu, say the Kanos Bashitin, which was a Kanos of Boil Aramis, where it's Moshchar Losoi, and say the Kanois from Melachim Aleph Perek Yutes, where Eliyahu HaNavi is fighting up against the Gzeir of Eliyahu of Achav, they're both Gzeirois and they're both Kanois related to Bris Mila. Kumtais, this is also a Mila Digi Kanois. If this is also a Mila Digi Kanois, so Mida Keneged Mida,
Mida Kenegan Mida Pinchas was zoicha to become the Malach HaBris. The Matana of Malach HaBris wasn't only for the Kanois of Malach HaMal of Perek Yutes. It's also for the Kanois over here Bashitim. Aye, this is Gili Arayis. My Indian Gili Arayis to Bris Mila. The Teret says it's the Gemara in Erevin Daf Yutes Amar Alephs. And the Emma says it could be that really the whole Kanois of Pinchas over here maybe was related to that Indian. It could be it was related to the Bris Mila Shabbai. Because Eliyahu is Pinchas, who's the Malach HaBris, and that's for Oilam Ata Mekanon Bris Mila. It could be that both coming from the Mila. Here it's Derek Gili Arayis. Here it's Derek the Etzim Gzeiron Bris Mila. Obisiken Zayn, the whole Kanois is Taka Mila the Kanois. That's the Shaychas between these two things. Just to end with one final Ha'ara. One final Ha'ara, because tomorrow already we're moving along. And that is, I saw from Meir Shapiro, the Meir Shapiro, Goyin HaGadol, Zeichet Tzadik Levrach, this is in the Sefer Imrei Das. He said something so beautiful. He said that why wasn't it that Pinchas, Kanoim Poygen Boy, he said, I immediately have to stop what's going on over here. Kanois on Gilei Arayis, Kanois on Bris Mila maybe. But what was motivating him on this level? So he said a Davar Nifla. He said that we know Balak hired Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael. Right? That was his job. He hired him to curse Klal Yisrael. What happened? Bilam comes back to Balak and he says, I'm trying to do my job. You know, I know you're willing to pay me really, really well, but it's not working. He says, I can't do anything because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not getting angry. What does that mean? So the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos that what was the kunz of Bilam? The kunz of Bilam is he knew the moment every single day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Right? Every single day HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. And how long does he get angry for? For a rega. Ki rega ba'apoy. Chavi kemat rega. Ad yavar zam. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry for one rega. Bilam knew the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. And he knew how to manipulate it. He was waiting for Hashem to get angry. At that moment, he was going to curse Klal Yisrael. And if he's going to curse Klal Yisrael, like this, he's going to be able to take them down. Oh, but the Gemara says all of that time that the Yidden were in the Midbar, why Balak had been hired, and he's on payroll right now, and he's trying to chepa with the Yidim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get angry. Hashem did not, right, that's the schar, no, remember the incredible atava that Hashem did to Klal Yisrael when we were in the Midbar, where Hashem was Mishana Sidrei Bereishis, he didn't get angry. And the reason he didn't get angry was because if Hashem would have gotten angry, Bilam would have manipulated the moment, and by manipulating the moment, that would have been the end of Klal Yisrael. So Bilam is trying and is trying. It's a gatenish. No matter how hard he tries, this is something that's not working. And then Bilam comes to Balak. He says, you don't have an Eitzah. The Eitzah is, Elokeim shel elu soinei zima. He says, the God of the Jews, there's nothing he hates more than Gilei Arayis. Let's be machshel the Yidden with Gilei Arayis. And if I'm machshel them with Gilei Arayis, they'll have their downfall. And now already everything is going to be okay. Pasha, you learn that what was he trying to do? What he was trying to do was, he was trying to work on a plan B. I mean, I don't have a plan A. Plan A is I'm going to curse them. It's not working. He says, all right, listen, you know what? Here's plan B. Plan B is, let's be machshel them with Gilei Arayis. If you're machshel Gilei Arayis, they're going to go down. But said Rav Meir Shapiro, I think it's so posh, this is briskish. He says, I'm going to tell you the oimik. He says, the oimik is, Bilam wasn't coming with a plan B. I have another way to attack the Jews. Bilam goes to Balak and he says, listen, I tried doing this. It's not working. But I have another trick in my bag. I mean, there's a reason I'm the goat, says Bilam, right? I know what I'm doing. Trust me, I have an Eitzah. Here's the Eitzah. Elikeim shel elu soinei zima. I'm going to be machshel the Yidden begili Arayis. And when I'm machshel the Yidden begili Arayis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have no choice but to get angry. Because Elikeim shel elu soinei zima. And when he gets angry, bang, I'm going to pounce. I'm going to attack. It wasn't a duff and nifra. It's not like a plan B that has no shaykhis to plan A. All right, listen, I tried killing him. It's not, let me take that money. That's not what's going on. Bilam says, don't. Zarzachnish Balak, I got this covered. Trust me. You hired me for a reason. You're going to see. I'll make you proud, right? I'll show you why I have my reputation. And he says, let me be machshelam agili arayis. Because if you're machshelam agili arayis, Hashem's going to have no choice. I have what's going on. You know, this is a chess match between me and God. But I'm going to win. I'm going to force God's hand. This is what Bilam said. Through Znus, Hashem will have no choice but to get angry. And what happened, said Rav Meir Shapiro? Read the Pasuk. Vayitzamid Yisrael about part. All this happened. Vayicharaf Hashem b'Yisrael. It worked. This is the first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara said Hashem never got angry. And all of a sudden, Vayicharaf Hashem b'Yisrael. As soon as Pinchas saw that Hashem got angry. And he knew Hashem was angry because he saw the Magefa. Snichab, something's going on. He says, Oy Vesa Grace Tsaris. I chap exactly what's going on. Bilam is about to go now. He's going to curse Klal Yisrael. And if he curses Klal Yisrael,
over. It's game over. We don't stand a chance. He said, because I actually think that Bilam just outsmarted us. And as a result, we're going to be in big trouble. And that's why Pinchas didn't ask any questions. And he goes into the Kuba. It's a suicide mission, like Rameir Alevi said, because he didn't know that all the 12 miracles were going to happen. He was you know what he was doing? He was saving the entire nation. He was like Esther going into Achashverosh, right? He said, this is the time, right now. Who knows if there's ever going to be another opportunity? Bilam is about to pounce. And he goes in and he kills Zimri. And what happens? All of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went away. Pinchas accomplished what he was trying to accomplish. Said Rameh Shapiro, Pinchas literally saved Klal Yisrael. Bilam was literally standing there. He was gloating. He was doing a little dance. I showed you. You see, Hashem is angry. I'm about to get them. Pinchas went with his chachma. He was able to stop it. A little bit of a deeper havana in the Vayichar and what Pinchas was trying to do. And it brings out the greatest guy of Pinchas ben Elaz ben Aharon HaKohen, who's Heshev es Chamasi. And that's the whole smichos here. Think about it. Parshas Balak starts with Balak HaRis Bilam, and he's going to do his job. And there's this incredible threat of the Klala. And who saves the day? Pinchas saves. It's not pshat. Heshev es Chamasi stopped at Magefa. He saved Klal Yisrael. Parshas Pinchas is behemshech to Parshas Balak. The end of Parshas Balak is certainly behemshech to the Parshas Balak, right? And that's what's happening over here. Bilam is trying to do his thing, but Pinchas gets in the way. That's what saves the day. That's a deeper understanding of the beginning of Parshas Balak. It feels like Chumash here. And the end of Parshas Balak. And the whole Parshas Balak and the beginning of Parshas Pinchas. The Divrei Pi Chacham Chein. We're going to stop here.